Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool. Back and forth. Back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Which One Fun? Bobby Butterfly stretched her wings in the early morning sun. A gentle breeze rustled through the leaves, signaling another beautiful day on Awe Island. The air held a sweet scent. Bobby fluttered up into the breeze, curious to find the source of the scent. As she flitted back and forth, this way and that, the scent got stronger and stronger until she came upon a beautiful meadow of wildflowers.
What a glorious sight it was! Tall yellow flowers waved in the wind as short purple flowers fluttered close to the ground. In the middle were bright pink flowers that reflected the sunshine. Bobby landed on one of the pink flowers and tasted the nectar inside. It was absolutely delicious. As she took another taste, another butterfly flitted by and landed on one of the purple flowers next to Bobby's pink one. It was Blanca, Bobby's best friend. "Good morning, Blanca," Bobby called cheerfully. "Bobby, it's you." "Good morning," Blanca replied. "Isn't it a lovely day?" Bobby asked. "Oh, yes," exclaimed Blanca. "What shall we do today?" Bobby wondered out loud. Blanca's eyes were twinkling with excitement. "I have an idea. Why don't we taste as many flowers as possible and figure out which one has the sweetest nectar?" Both butterflies were very hungry, so this idea was very appealing. "Yes, that sounds like fun," Bobby agreed. Blanca took off and flitted to one of the tall yellow flowers and took a taste. It was very good, but Blanca wasn't sure it was the sweetest nectar of all. She flitted to another yellow flower nearby and tasted that one as well. It was sweet and light and lovely. But once more, Blanca wasn't sure if it was the sweetest nectar of all the flowers. Meanwhile, Bobby flitted to another pink flower to sample the nectar. It was just as delicious as the last one. This was going to be a tough decision to figure out which flower had the sweetest nectar of all. After trying a third pink flower, then a fourth, then a fifth, she got more unsure which one to pick. Each flower seemed to have the best nectar in its own special way. Bobby noticed Blanca had moved on to tasting purple flowers. She could hear Blanca muttering to herself. On one flower, Blanca exclaimed, "Too sweet." On another, she noted, "This one is not sweet enough." On a third, she said, "This one is tangy." And on a fourth flower, she said, "This one is not tangy enough." Bobby tasted the nectar of a few more flowers, but she paused for a moment because she was getting full. Blanca flitted over to her and said, "The more flowers I taste, the more unsure I am about which one has the best nectar. And I'm getting full." Bobby agreed. "Me too, Blanca, me too. Why don't we take a break and go down by the brook and relax in the sun for a bit?" "Yes," said Blanca, "that sounds wonderful." The two friends took off, fluttering back and forth, playing tag as they made their way to the brook. They could hear the water bubbling along before they could see it. It made a delightful splashing sound as it trickled along over stones and rocks on its winding path. Bobby spotted their favorite place to rest, a large, smooth rock right by the edge of the brook. It was the perfect spot because little water droplets from the brook would land on the stone and were perfect for a butterfly-sized drink. The two butterflies relaxed on the smooth rock, enjoying the occasional water droplet from the brook. As they relaxed, they took a deep dragon breath in and out. A rustling in the trees behind them revealed a deer approaching. "Hello," called the deer. "Nice day we're having, isn't it?" "Yes," said Bobby and Blanca. The deer took a lazy drink from the brook, then looked around, observing everything carefully. After taking another lazy drink, it wandered off into the trees. After relaxing for a nice long time, Bobby was ready to head back to the field of wildflowers to decide which one indeed had the tastiest nectar. "Blanca," Bobby called, "let's go back to the flowers and finish tasting them." "Okay," replied Blanca. The two best friends flitted and fluttered back and forth, up and down, as they made their way back to the beautiful field of wildflowers. Upon arrival, this time, Bobby started by tasting various yellow flowers, while Blanca focused on the pink ones. Each one seemed more delicious than the last one. This was going to be a very difficult decision, but the two butterflies kept at it, tasting as many yellow, pink, and purple flowers as they could find. Finally, Bobby chose a purple one and called out to Blanca. "Blanca, come quickly and taste this one. I've done it. I've found the yummiest one." Blanca fluttered over to Bobby and tasted the flower Bobby had chosen. The sweet nectar was superb. "Bobby, this flower is wonderful," Blanca said. "But now it's your turn to come over here, because even though your flower is delicious, I think I found the yummiest one." Blanca led Bobby over to a certain pink flower. Bobby took a careful taste of the nectar, and it was outstanding. "Oh, Blanca," she exclaimed, "this flower is just lovely." Bobby thought for a minute, and then she said, "But I still think my flower is the best one." Blanca replied, "You may think that, Bobby, but I think my flower is the best one." Bobby replied, "Well, how do we decide which one is the best if we each think our choice is the best one?" Blanca considered the possibilities for a moment, then replied, "Well, who said there has to be one best one? Don't you think every flower we tasted was delicious in its own special way? Why can't they all be the best?" Bobby laughed and smiled. "Yes, you're right. They are all the best, and they are all wonderful." The two butterflies sat next to each other, feeling pleased they had found the answer to their dilemma. "Well, it's getting late, and I'm a little sleepy," Bobby said to Blanca. "Me too," Blanca replied. "See you tomorrow, Bobby?" "Yes, see you tomorrow," Bobby agreed. And with that, Bobby took off and fluttered out of the field of wildflowers and back to her favorite napping spot in the Enchanted Forest, right by Wilma Willow. Bobby landed gently and sighed, enjoying having a belly full of delicious nectar. She was so happy to have spent the day in the wildflowers and down by the brook. Two of her favorite places on Awe Island. As she settled into her favorite napping spot, she felt peaceful and sleepy. She yawned. After stretching her wings wide, she tucked them in and yawned again. Then she took a deep dragon breath in and out. And thought of all she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful that the wildflowers shared their delicious nectar with her and Blanca. She felt grateful to have the babbling brook to relax by and enjoy the sounds of the water running down the stream. Most of all, she felt grateful for her best friend, Blanca, with whom she could have such fun with. Taking another deep dragon breath in and out. Bobby tucked her wings even tighter into a cozy hug and relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking one more deep dragon breath in and out. Bobby drifted off to sleep, dreaming of the next adventure she and Blanca would enjoy. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.